Pop-ups, a new way to shop and eat.
Looking for a new eating or shopping experience? Why not try a pop-up?
Pop-ups are shops, restaurants, or art galleries that open for a few days, weeks, or months, then close again. They're often advertised through Facebook and Twitter or by word of mouth.
Pop-ups can appear in all sorts of places: the street, the park, train stations, warehouses, hotel lobbies, department stores, city squares. They're popular in the UK, Australia, Canada, and the United States, but are becoming trendy in many other countries.
There are several types of pop-up shop. The Swedish menswear brand, Brothers, has the suitcase store. This is a large, old-fashioned suitcase with built-in shelves for the company's suits, ties, and shirts. It's touring most big Swedish cities. In 2008, Reebok opened a one-month store called Flash in New York City's CVZ Contemporary Art Gallery. And Wired Magazine opens an electronic shop every winter in New York City with a big launch party full of celebrities.
Designer clothing brand Kate Spade opened a store for 3 weeks in New York City's Bryant Park, offering shoppers free hot chocolate. And Model's Own Bottle Shop is a makeup brand that sells from a large bottle of nail varnish, with a bit of the varnish spilling out. They set up one of their first stores in the Westfield Shopping Centre in London.
Pop-up restaurants often use clever marketing tricks to attract customers. The disappearing dining club keeps its location secret until it's fully booked. One of their events consisted of a 5-course dinner with welcome cocktails and canapés for £55. They also had DJs and live music.
The 180 restaurant and bar in Paris opens for 180 days from the 7th of January to the 7th of July. It's situated on the top floor of the Pullman Hotel, with spectacular views of the Eiffel Tower. One new item is added to the menu on the 7th day of each month. It's advertised by word of mouth.
The Fondue Tram runs from October to March. It takes guests along a tram route in Zurich, Switzerland, passing Christmas markets, Lake Zurich, and the city's Altstadt, Old City. The interior of the tram is designed to look like a typical fondue restaurant.
Fancy going to a pop-up?